I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, KSL News Time 446. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Both a formula shortage and a breast milk donation shortage are affecting babies in a big way. Utah mothers are stepping up to donate their own resources to help families in need. I'm KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Second, Utah's Republican Party now says they're close to finalizing dates and locations for their own debates, separate from the Utah Debate Commission, and Senator Mike Lee confirms he will take part. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Stop and go and slow and go delays northbound I-15 from the I-215 junction all the way to where we have a rollover crash at 33rd South where the right lane remains blocked. Add on an extra 30 to 35 minutes minimum to get through these delays if you're traveling northbound. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The weekend is here and temperatures are climbing. I'm Kevin Eubank.
66 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Help is on the way to police departments, many of them dealing with rising crime.
Use these funds we've made available to you to prioritize public safety. Do it quickly before the summer when crime rates typically surge.
President Biden freeing up $10 billion from the American Rescue Plan just for law enforcement and public safety. The White House is also focused on getting more infant formula to store shelves.
The FDA has been looking at will be working with manufacturers to facilitate the incorporation of formulas from abroad that, in fact, in places like Europe, where we can get more product on U.S. shelves.
And the president says he spoke yesterday to retailers and manufacturers. Ukraine's top prosecutor says her office is preparing 41 war crimes cases against Russian soldiers. The offenses include bombings, killings, rape, and looting. Stocks closed higher for the day, but the Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P were all lower for the week. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The KSL in-depth now. The Iron County School District is now facing a lawsuit after one mother's children were released from the school to a total stranger. Here to explain, KSL's Becky Bruce. And Becky, take a deep breath. There's a lot to cover here.
Yeah, twists and turns just barely gives you an idea of what's about to unfold, so bear with me. So what happens is an Iron County mom comes down with COVID. She asks her babysitter to take care of her kids because she's quarantining herself so that the kids don't get exposed. They're 5, 2, and 5 months old, right? So we've got a kindergartner, a preschooler, and a baby.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. The babysitter, who is in jail, by the way, is accused of asking somebody the mom didn't know to take care of the 5-year-old and the 2-year-old while she ran off to Denver with the baby to sell it in a kidnapping plot.
This is trafficking.
Right.
Okay, so where does it go from there?
Off the rails, Jeff. Completely off the rails. So the 5-year-old, here's where the lawsuit comes in. The stranger, the woman that the babysitter basically asked to help her out, is accused of checking this 5-year-old out from school, and the Iron County School District allowed her to do so without the mom's permission or consent. So if you're a parent in the Utah public school system, you're probably familiar with the drill. If you check a kid out, you don't just go in and say, I'm so-and-so's mom. You actually have to show ID. Schools are pretty tight on this stuff and have been for a very long time. I have a child who just graduated last year. I can't think of a single incident, elementary, middle, or high school, where I did not have to show ID to check him out of school.
This is since all the school shootings,
absolutely,
obviously.
Among other things, right? Yeah, this is the era that we live in. So most parents are pretty used to that drill. That's just how that works. So there are some huge questions here about why this particular elementary school allowed somebody who was not on the official contact form. You know, I can set up emergency contacts if something's going on with me to pick up my son. That's typically how that works. This woman wasn't on the list and the mom didn't know her. So it sets off an Amber Alert. They locate the two kids with this stranger in Utah. And they're like, how did that happen? Eventually, they ping the babysitter's phone, and they find her at the Denver International Airport with the five-month-old.
Okay, so where does this land? You have the babysitter. You mentioned she's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, so she's actually pleaded guilty in the case to kidnapping, and she's serving her time for that. But in the meantime, this lawsuit against the school district has come about. And so you might be asking me, why the school district and not the stranger who had the kids? It turns out she didn't appear to have any idea of the other woman's kidnapping plot. So she seems to have been kind of an unintentional second victim.
She was a lady who just was asked to do a favor, did the favor, and lands in the middle of all of this.
Right. What an insane situation.
Can I ask one more question?
Absolutely.
What about the kids? How are they?
They are fine. This is 2 years later now. And mom is suing for $300,000 from the district.
So Iron County will be doing some splaining in court. Thanks a lot, Becky Bruce, joining us live. That was a long way to go, Becky. Thank
Oof,
you.
I'm out of breath.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.